Yeah, sometimes you may get too many services and maybe our sadhana chanting goes down. So should we try to do all the services that we get, or should we just try to focus on one or two? So the easiest way to make ourselves unhappy is to try to please everyone. Shortest cut. No, we can't please everyone in life. Even the devotee community can't please everyone. So sometimes we just have to say no. We have to say no politely. We have to explain why we have to say no. We have to say no. So it's not that we have to do every service that comes our way. But if some senior devotees are telling us, especially those devotees who are in a position of guiding us, who are important for our spiritual understanding and spiritual advancement, they give us some service, we definitely do it. But we also should know that we have limitations, and they also understand that we have limitations. So we can tell them, no, I'm getting these 5 things to do now, and I cannot do all 5. I can do only 2 or 3, what we should do. They may tell us, this is good for you, you can do that. So generally speaking, we do want to focus on our sadhana, but quite often it is that when we have a lot of time for sadhana, when we have a lot of time for, say, reading or chanting, find the mind will start wandering at that time. So it's good to have a little pressure. It's, most of us know about this concept of comfort zone, stretch zone, and panic zone. So like that, if I can lift 10 kg weight, and if I keep lifting 5 kg weight, muscles are never going to improve. But if I can lift 10 kg weight and I suddenly lift 30 kg weight, I'll be crushed. So if I can lift 10 kg, then I should try to lift 11 kg, 12 kg, 13 kg. So like that, similarly, when we're doing services, we do want to expand our services, but we have to be realistic about how much we can do. So if we're in the comfort zone, we will not grow. If we're in the stretch zone, we will collapse. Sorry, if we're in panic zone, we'll collapse. If we're lifting 30 kg weight, we'll collapse. But we can be in the stretch zone. What the stretch zone is, we ourselves can learn from experience. Sometimes we may go into comfort zone and we say, hey, I'm not doing anything, I should be doing more. Sometimes we may go into panic zone, it's too much, I can't do this. And we'll come down. So gradually we learn from experience. As long as our intent is to serve Krishna, then the Krishna will guide us towards how to do it practically. Does that answer your question?
I have a question.